highlights of the Tikkuni Zohar.
This Tikkunim discussed the idea that Bereshis is Beis Reshis, two beginnings, which Rav Nosson says, you know, it means really being willing to start over again. You're ready to begin with it. I'm gonna have to come back and do it again. I have to keep on trying, keep on working. It's not gonna happen in one shot. Unlikely. I'm ready for it. That's just a map. That's the way it is. You expect to just go, like, forget it. No way. You have to. Beis Reshis, right? So it's also the house, the beginning of the house. Bayis is the Beis Hamikdash. That's where all the letters shine. We need the letters. The letters, the colors, the real, getting to the real spiritual content of what we're doing. So when I go through something, I have something that's very difficult and that I feel like it's killing me. That thing is actually fixing and helping me. That's the way it is. So if I feel an unbelievable compulsion to, I don't know what, eat the world, whatever it may be, that is something which I need to get to my tachas. And if I have something which is just so difficult and so hard, that's what I need in order to get me through what I need to get through, in order to be developed, what I'm supposed to be developed. And if I have something that's broken and hard for me from when I was young or from when I went through, that's what I needed to help me in whatever way it was. And maybe sometimes we figure out later, we say, well, you know, that really protected me in this way and in that way and the other way. Could have been this way, could have been that way, could have been the other way, could have been who knows what. And now this happened, and then, well, for sure, it's worked out. It was easier. This was temporary, that was temporary, this was better. Cup test. Gan na'u is Torah Shebikhtav. Gan is Torah Shebikhtav. Why is Gan? The Sefer Yeshayahu would say it's a locked garden. Gan is Nun Gimel. There's 53 parshas in the Torah. So that's Gan. That's the first thing. So Gan na'u, it's sealed. It's a Torah Shebikhtav. It's the oral Torah. Again, a person, he basically, every human being, every Jew for sure, if Jew dies, we have to, a person who's there has to rip Kriya. Why? Because it's like as if a Torah is burnt. There's something, and there's a little enemy to explain, what does that mean? We reveal Or in a special way that no one else can reveal. There's potential, if it's actual, if it's half and half, we can do something no one else can do. And that's why it's a terrible tragedy. Every Jewish soul that goes, for sure, it's a very terrible tragedy. It's very big. There's something missing in the world now. It's terrible missing.
That's anybody.
Yeah, any Jew. Doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't know. Today, can you find a real Russia? Again, it's hard to find today. People don't deserve to know better. Like, what are you know what you're talking about? So, no, he's not a Russian. He's a good guy. He wants to help the Jewish people. He just doesn't know what you're talking about. He doesn't understand. He's not bad. He's very good.
No. So it doesn't matter whether you've reached your, for lack of a better word, full potential or not?
Not a tzaddik. Any Jewish person, you're in his room when he passed away, you have to take Tekriya. Everyone. We don't sit and say, well, did he go to the Chabad Chaim Shir? Did he make the Daf Yomi? Did he go to the Minyan at time? How was his davening? Did he this? Did he that? Did he put on tefillin even? Nebuch, I mean, Jewish?
Well,
not, I don't know, again, some anti-crazy, maybe not, but probably not. But not anti, I don't know what.
How do you know if you reached or you even come close to your full potential? That's an open question.
You're not going
to
like
it. I don't want to answer.
You won't like my answer, trust me. You won't like my answer. Oh, yes, that's tough. I'll just say every human being has limitless potential. I'll leave it at that. We all, we can do so much. God willing, we will. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wine is 70. We learned this in Kiddush. 50 plus Yud, right? Nun is 50, Yud, 70. That's what Yain is. He said, there's 70 face the Torah. But where's the flask? You need to keep wine in the flask. The flask is our heart. Every person's heart is a flask where we put the Yain of Torah. That's what the Torah says. So, if it's a new one, so when it starts out, person's first time, first run in the world, and the Rizal says, when it's your first time, it's the Neshama's first time. Sometimes the Neshama comes in the world, it's got incredible obstacles, who knows what. Very often, it's the first Neshama. That's rare, this first Neshama. The first Neshama has a lot of challenges, because they don't want it to get through. So unfortunately, very often, the first Neshama, they put in the heart, Yainas, the Yitzhar. And a person, of course, is, like we said the other day, is Klicheres. A person is considered an earthenware vessel, he's made of earth. So the Urza Mevasa, we know, absorbs lots and lots of alcohol. It becomes full of absorption of whatever you, whatever the content is. And it's permeated with this stuff, this substance, this Yetzirah, this terrible stuff.
It's like a clay pot.
Yeah.
A flower pot.
That's exactly.
Yeah. And it absorbs everything.
It absorbs everything. Yep, that's what Rashi just said. That's what the Tikkun HaZohar says. So, some people say that in order to clean a vessel, an earthenware vessel, if you wash it out 3 times, you put water in it, maybe 24 hours, and again, sometimes that can help. I think the Vilna Gaon is explaining here that that means the guy gets, he gets his 3 chances to fix the problem. 3 times comes back, and that's, he fills it with water again, and then he's back, and it's all good. So that's the Vilna Gaon.
So that's any problem?
It can help, as long as he's making progress. It says in the verse, yes, all these Hashem will do one, twice or 3 times with a person. More than 3 times, a person can easily mess up. If he's focused and he uses the time 3 times, usually he's going to be okay. That's all of us, by the way. Most of us. Most of us hear that more than 3 times. Why is it that the halacha is, the kosher bracha, when this is in kosher, so you need to wash inside, outside. Why? Why? Is it because it represents this element? That I want my heart to be cleansed and then bring in the right wine, Torah, not the nonsense wine. Not the life is so deep, life is so wonderful, but no real content, not real. So we want, a person wants real understanding of himself. He wants to have chachma. We're all looking, we want chachma. Chachma doesn't only mean you know something. It means you apply knowledge. How do I get that? He said, when the kankan, when the lady is pure, in and out, again, that's why we wash it in and out. So then we can take in chachma. Become a chachma. That's why it's so hard. You learn and learn. When's it going to really sink in? So we should learn. Come back again. You know, like I've said before, Berlin used to be, fond of saying, he's saying people, they want to live very long. 80 years, another 80 years, another body, another 80 years, another 80 years, another 80 years. Like, what's the point? 100 years here, 80 years here, this year, that. Get it done. Let's do our task. Not so simple. These things just should be with chesed rachel, not too hard. Not too hard. You can be able to deal with it, not overwhelmed. Oh, yeah. Wow. This next piece is very, very deep. It's not that long, it's very, very deep. He says, we can continue with this mashal. He says, very, very powerful. Oh. He says, a body is created to be a vessel to receive the light from on high, which is a person's heart takes in the iron, hopefully the right type of iron, not the nonsense iron. 70. See, there's some 70 nations, and the person's his whole focus is who knows what, not purity, opposite purity. Or it's 70 levels of Torah, and his whole focus is fusion good things. He can fill himself with the Torah, it's up to him. Similarly, the nature of marriage is to overcome nature and get to a higher place, to a different kind of place, to a meeting of souls. That's really what it's about. A person's supposed to have a meeting of souls. He's not supposed to be, it's not supposed to be about physicality. That's why he's not really supposed to marry someone and say, you know, so he wants to, you know, he has certain desires, right? He doesn't really care that much. He has a lot of money, right? He has certain desires. So what's he going to do? He said, I want to do it kosher, right? So I'll marry this lady, and then, when I don't know, for the divorce, like, what's the deal? What's the problem? So he's not really allowed to do that. He marries her, it's not supposed to be. First of all, he has to wait 2 weeks. You can't marry someone, it's not really permitted. And all that, maybe you were allowed to marry the very first time, it could be good. Could have, that first time maybe, but again, we don't let him do that either. So he's sort of stuck. He's like, I'm stuck. What am I doing? So the kids are, her body is connected more to nature, his body is more steady. They're joining together, are supposed to bring things above nature, supposed to get to a place of a soul connection. It's a little part of what Nina is about, that You have to relate to her as a person. You can't relate to her just as not. It doesn't work so well. Because there's a time when there's no objectifying. In what way can you objectify? You can't even touch her. So what can you do? Nothing. Usually a person at a certain point, a person gets mature enough so that's not what he needs anymore. It's already, he's past that. But younger people, we have our things that go up and down here. We're dealing with, and it's not always so easy. So basically, he says that's in a certain way, because her body represents Teva, she is his host in a way. And that's why if she's a Nida, or she's not pure the way it should be, it's not the way it should be halakhically, so then it's like drinking a cup of poison. If it's pure and good, it's a kosher bracha. That's what the Tikkun Zohar explains. He says, so the body has to be inside and outside pure. This is the same thing with Torah also. The Torah is also supposed to be pure for person. We have a samchai, a mavis in the Torah. The Torah can also be poison. There's a Torah and he takes it the wrong way. He's crazy. Who knows where he's going? Who knows what he's doing? That's the next bechina. Unbelievable. I really like this. Let's start with this a little bit. I did not look up your question yesterday, I'm sorry. I just forgot utterly, totally, completely forgot.
Your
question was, why should it be that chalitza affects such a ticket three times? What does that mean? So again, it could be, now I'm thinking about it again, he says to fix the neron, you have to come back three times through Yibum. Even one time. In other words, he went through a lot of pain. He did a lot, and now it's possible if he, like you showed me also, like the kind of embarrassment, the humiliation, that could be enough to really. Unless it's something similar in a different context, he said that fixes the Gilgul. So if he's there and he gets humiliated and rejected, that's already enough to do very great things. That might be pshat. I don't know. It's a thought.
Now, what were you talking about with 2 weeks? Just now.
2 weeks?
You said something that you had to wait 2 weeks?
Yeah, there's and neither, it's not always 2 weeks, it depends on the on her cycle, but it's at the very least 12 days she has to wait. They have to be waiting. The minute she sees anything, 12 days have to be waited. 5 days, from Ashkenazi point of view, is Sfardim, sometimes can wait only 7. Usually not, depends, it's from when they had relations. But for Ashkenazim, we wait 5 days no matter what, and another 7 days to have to be without any staining, with nothing like that. Then she can go to mikvah. So there's a time period, even if it's the minimum, let's say she's real quick, so 12 days. 12 days every month, or every however much, you have to relate to her like a person. You can't relate to her like a person. It doesn't work so well. It also brings renewal into the relationship, but it also makes them able to talk to each other. Like, you cannot become the selfish. You know, same old, same old, same old, same old. It doesn't work. Thank you so much. So these are, I guess we'll do looks at it. If it's four, it's four now, probably just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed the safer very much.
Okay.